Describing people and pets. Females. La femme, la copine, la fille, l'étudiante, la chienne, la chatte. People who know that their pet is a female might use the feminine form. If the sex of a pet or animal is unknown, the masculine form is typically used, as secondary meanings exist. Males. L'homme, le copain, le fils, l'étudiant, le chien, le chat. Transgender and non-binary individuals. For individuals who identify as male or female, always use the grammatical gender that corresponds to a person's gender identity. To ask someone which pronouns they use, ask, Quel pronom utilisez-vous? You can state your own by saying, On me désigne par blank ou blank. Remember that tu and vous are not gender-specific and can be used with anyone. French, as a highly gendered language, has not yet adapted systematically to account for non-binary gender identities. While there is a movement to use terms as yel, ul, ol, and lu, li, lo, these forms are still evolving into the language and are not yet widely incorporated across the board. Language evolves alongside the communities that use it to express their life experiences, and while there is currently not an easy solution for how to approach gender agreement for non-binary individuals, this is an ongoing conversation. If you or someone close to you identifies as non-binary, you may choose to initiate a conversation with your instructor to discover a personalized solution that can help you communicate as effectively and accurately as possible. Groups. Groups are only feminine when every member of the group is female. If one male is present, the group will become masculine. L'étudiant, if he identifies as masculine. L'étudiant, if they identify as non-binary. L'étudiante, if she identifies as feminine. Les étudiants, for a group of students.